by way of clear digital audio. 22,500 miles above the planet. This is the Global Star Radio Network.
Here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests. And, well, today our guest is Barry Shamish. We're going to be talking about what's going on over there in the Near East, the Middle East. But I think everybody in the listening audience should be very concerned, because everything I read and everything I hear from responsible people and everything I know from reading the writings of the occultists, those people who are in contact with the beings from the other dimension, convinces me that they are intent upon getting America and Israel and the Muslim world involved in a great war. And out of that horror of this coming war will come a demand for a one world government, a new world religion, and of course that one world leader that they've wanted to install for so long a period of time. And of course, most people have no idea what's really going on. They read the newspapers, they respond to them, they read the internet, they see the articles there, but they don't understand that there are powerful forces, indeed powerful spiritual forces, behind everything going on today. And they're following a script. I believe it's a cosmic script. I believe that the timing is all laid out exactly as point by point and issue by issue. These things are decided not by the people and their elected representatives, but by a small clique. Certainly many of them here in the United States that are manipulating Israel, that have put Olmert and Barak and Peres into positions of power in Israel. Three people who hate the Jewish people that are doing everything they can to destroy the traditions of Israel. And then, of course, if we were to become involved in a major war with Iran, and certainly I think it's only a matter of time, and they tell us it's only going to be maybe 6 days, maybe it'll only be 3 days. We'll just hit 1,200 major sites in 3 days, and then we'll just all go home and live happily ever after. And ladies and gentlemen, if you believe that, why, there are a couple of bridges in New York City I'd just love to sell you. Well, anyway, with that as a background, Barry Shamish, it's always good to have you. Tell us what your take is on what's going on in the Near East and in that part of the world.
And it's always glad to
Barry, are you there?
To be here.
Well, I don't know where Barry is. Hopefully he's going to be coming on here very, very soon. Barry Shamish, have they got you disconnected so I can't hear you?
Can anyone hear me?
Yeah, there you go. Okay,
wow.
Go ahead.
Thank you, engineer. Yes, I am. This is the week that we've been waiting for, I guess. Are we there?
Right, we're here. Just tell us why we've been waiting for this week.
All right. Look, I'm going to outline what's going to be happening very shortly, and then I'll give you the horrible details coming out of Israel. First of all, the EU foreign ministers are meeting in Portugal this month to discuss the Middle East. Lucky us. Next month... in New York, why, the Quartet all get together to discuss the Middle East. The Quartet is the, of course, EU, Russia, the United States, EU, Russia, and who cares who the fourth one is, the UN. There they are. That's the Quartet. They meet in New York next month. And then in November, people, that's the end of Israel as you know it. they are planning the big, big summit on the Middle East in Washington, aiming for November, and everyone is preparing to see Jerusalem divided and a new Palestinian state formed. Now, here's the
hold
big
that,
one,
folks. Hold that thought, Barry. We're going to be back in just a moment. To develop this idea that coming Palestinian state right here at Genesis.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The Digestive Tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-890-3525. Call in now to find out how you can get two free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future. Many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest today is Barry Shamish, and he's talking about these meetings that are going to be held next month and the month after that, and he anticipates that this is going to end up with the partition of Jerusalem. So, go ahead. Do you think then that this will happen? There will be no war in the Near East. It'll simply be a series of surrender negotiations. What are your thoughts?
Well, Israel is certainly under threat of war. That didn't go away. It's still got a missile barrage awaiting it, even if it does sign away Jerusalem. However, the forces are at work now, and it's really serious. And we'll go on, first of all, with the Washington summit in November. Bush is preparing a Washington summit where Israel will announce that it's going to give up the Temple Mount. That's coming in 2 months. And this week, the preparations were, in fact, made very real when King Juan Carlos, I know there are a lot of people out there that have, religious views on who is an antichrist, which means nothing to me. But nonetheless, King Juan Carlos is a real person who actually has a title. He is the guardian of the holy sites of Jerusalem. And by the way, this is no joke. These people manipulating Israel and the world really believe this title is real. And this is, well, without going into the history of Juan Carlos, I've written about that extensively, how he was raised in Italy by the Jesuits, and how he was returned to power. And this is irrelevant. The fact is there was a meeting in Costa del Sol this week, and it leaked out. And next time I write something, we'll talk about this meeting. A Saudi prince, I believe his name was Salman. It doesn't matter. I could care less who the princes are. But they're being used in a huge way. There's something called the Saudi, what is it, the Saudi plan, which, by the way, is no different than the roadmap or the Barcelona plan or the Oslo plan. They're all the same plan. They put new names to them to fool people into thinking something new is afoot. Absolutely nothing new is afoot. It's all the same plan. Well, according to this report, they don't know how the Saudi prince arrived in Costa del Sol. There is apparently a palace that the Saudis built in Costa del Sol, and the Saudi prince arrived, they think maybe by helicopter from a ship, they're not sure how, and King Juan Carlos arrived, and they're all now negotiating for the November meeting in Washington. Now, the Saudi plan is a bunch of baloney. It's just Oslo. But nonetheless, they're attaching an Arab name to it to make it appear that this is an acceptable plan to the Arabs. It is most certainly not. The Saudi regime will fall someday. Here nor there, it's begun. The Jesuits really are a nasty organization. Nonetheless, they represent the Vatican. And nonetheless, they're meeting Juan Carlos this week. And nobody seems to understand that this is extremely significant. Extremely significant, I stress once again. But neither here nor there, let's now go to what's being done to Israel. With the Arabs and Juan Carlos and the Vatican all plotting against Israel, well, Shimon Peres at this very moment, as we speak, is in Rome, and I believe it is on the 6th, in a day and a half, he will be sitting down with the Pope, Pope Benedict the 16th. He's not there to discuss anything but the end of Israel as we know it. That's why Shimon Peres is there. Make no mistake about this. I can go into what a filthy crook Peres is, how he had his finger in the... He had more than his finger. He planned the murders of Yitzhak Rabin, of Ariel Sharon, who is as good as murdered, of Rechavam Ze'evi. Anyone who opposes him, he murders. He is now sitting with the Pope. Well, a day and a half. We're jumping. In a day and a half, he will be sitting down with the Pope, and he will use all his powers to divest Israel of Jerusalem. Now, I sent you a DVD. I hope you got a chance even to look at a little bit, because I dive into that in no small detail of Peres, the Vatican spy, and how he's been up to this nonsense for years and years. Did you have a look at it?
No, as a matter of fact, I've got it sitting right on my table, but I will, don't you worry.
I know you will. And when you do, we'll talk a little more at length, but just keep this in mind. Peres is right now in Rome, and in a day and a half we'll be meeting with the Pope, and they will plan the end of Israel. In case people don't understand, the president of Israel hates Jews. And he always has, by the way. And this is where people have big problems. They think that he is an Israeli patriot. I got news for you, folks. Excuse me. The people running Israel, the elite, the establishment, are not Jewish patriots. They've got a very different agenda afoot, and that agenda is now coming into some sort of last sequence. The last act of this awful play is coming up now, and you can see what's going to happen. Now, I'm going to skip over briefly Peres, but I'm coming back to him. Don't you worry, because he's real busy right now. But I'm going to talk about Olmert. Now, Olmert has submitted two new plans. Most significant, I think, to Abu Mazen, who is supposedly the leader of the Palestinian Authority. That's a joke. There was an election, he lost it, Hamas took over, he's a nothing. He really is a nothing when I say this. He was ousted from power. The Palestinian people ousted him from power. But that's who Olmert is negotiating with, which means, of course, the negotiations are worth nothing. You're talking about someone who has no real power but except what's handed to him as a gesture of good faith, because they can't negotiate with Hamas, because it's a terror organization, as if the PLO wasn't. We're talking about two sides of the same coin, but nonetheless, Olmert has promised Abu Mazen East Jerusalem. And by the way, this announcement coming from the Prime Minister's Office of Israel was made twice in the last 10 days, that the Temple Mount will be going to the PLO, or what's known as the Palestinian Authority, which is really run by Hamas, except the election was a farce and so on and so forth. But nonetheless, that's from the Prime Minister of Israel, Ehud Olmert. People, if you don't understand that, he's the prime minister of a country, and he is bringing down the country. And there's no difference. He is actually ruling the country. He's going to be bringing down. Oh, my, what a world we live in.
Well, I think it's so difficult for people to believe that the leaders of a country could actually be intentionally involved in destroying the country. And yet, of course, that is true not only with Israel, but here in the United States, where our leaders have no loyalty at all to the United States. They're internationalists, they're globalists, they really want, of course, to destroy our sovereignty, to destroy the integrity, the financial stability of our nation, but their ultimate goal is the destruction of the United States as an entity, and that's exactly what Olmert is doing. In fact, certainly it would appear that Olmert is working in concert with people here in the United States, just as Barack is as well. And these are all people who embrace this globalist philosophy, whether it be in Israel or here in the United States, destroy everything, and of course then we'll bring about this wonderful new world utopia.
Well, that's certainly, I guess, what he's been told. I think he's been told, of course, we'll kill your family if you don't obey what we tell you to do. But that's a little behind the scenes and not for us right now to speculate. But he is obviously under extremely severe threat. We've done this show before. The last time he met the Pope, all Italian guards guarding all Jewish sites and Israeli sites were lifted, and he was told the kind of Holocaust that would befall European Jewry if he didn't play ball. But let's go back to what Olmert is about to do. Now, I last week kind of hinted, or not hinted, but I said once the Sochevet neighborhood of Hebron was abandoned. And believe me, the fact that the settlers did not come in massive numbers to defend their co-settlers in Hebron is going to be the end of the settlers. But that was only 2 weeks ago. Now, I said on this show, and I stick with it, I said Sochevet is the first step. Next comes the outposts. Well, what do you know? Olmert has announced that the IDF, our army, is going to abandoned. I think the number he used was 46. If not, you go look it up yourself. There's plenty of sources. They're going to clear out all Jewish villages. These are suburbs, by the way, of places like Efrat or Hebron. These are just suburbs and abandoned land and vacated land and so on and so forth. They call them outposts. The same way they call the residents of the Asia, Judea and Samaria, settlers. This is a way to spread hatred.
Hold that thought. Okay. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Shemesh at Genesis.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
drive the settlers out of Samaria. And, of course, by so doing, they'll literally cut the nation in two and give another base for missiles, sites, that they can be used to bombard all of Israel right in the very heartland of the country. So pick this story up there, Barry.
Oh, my. You know, I had a Labor Day weekend with Israeli friends from Miami. They drove up here, and this guy is a very serious security person. He provides security for it. Being in his time, he told me it's not just the center of the country is going to be cut in half. Eilat will be cut in half. It only has one road. All it takes is knock out that road. Eilat is gone. All of this, Israelis who know what's going on realize that the country is just set up right down to be divided, and then, well, after that comes the Holocaust. But let's go back to the news that's known. We're talking about Olmert. He's going to use the army. He has now put it into the Knesset that they're going to purge the outposts. That means get rid of tens of thousands. You know, I'm not sure what the population of these suburbs are, but it's in the tens of thousands if you add them all up. That's now official Israeli policy. They are now saying that it's going to be a bloody struggle, which means it'll take 4 hours instead of two, because the settlers are not going to fight. They're going to resist. They may lock themselves into their houses. They'll have no support outside. They'll be surrounded by an army filled with, by the way, mostly non-Jews. Finally, Arut Sheva, after I've been saying this for years, recognizes that the army itself evacuating Hebron was filled with people speaking foreign languages who were saying, we came here to get rid of the Jews and so forth. Don't talk to me about Jews and so on and so forth. There's mercenaries. The IDF is filled with mercenaries right now used to get rid of Jews. The IDF in Israel is no longer Jewish. And this, again, who knows this except for me? Finally, Arut Sheva, which is Israel National News, opens their mouth and says, we heard soldiers speaking no Hebrew or bad Hebrew, saying, let's do in the Jews. And this is what you've got right now in Israel. You are going to see the end of Judea and Samaria. Now, before we go back to Paris, because, boy, is he in the midst of all this. I mean, he's right in the heart of the destruction of Israel. But what we've got right now is a situation where the government of Israel is using foreign soldiers to get rid of Judea, Samaria, and East Jerusalem, and they're going to get rid of them by November. You heard a prediction from me, but it's based on very serious fact. When Bush gets his little convention going in Washington this November, Israel is going to present the Palestinians or whatever represents this god-awful nation, this god-awful group of people that Israel's going to lose to with East Jerusalem officially. Now, a lot of stuff happened this week besides the announcement that Judea and Samaria are going to lose its outposts, which, of course, is the next step before losing Hebron, which is the next step before Karnei Shimron, and so on and so forth. What you've got right now is a government of Israel no longer representing the people of Israel. And I wrote an article about this, and we've spoken about this, the fact that they're building a bunker with a road leading to Ben-Gurion Airport, which means that the leadership of Israel, when the war starts, are going to go into their little hole like little gophers, and they're going to wait a couple days, even if, well, maybe not even that, and they're going to just rush to the airport, get out of the country, and leave Israel to a Holocaust. But let's go back to this week. Shimon Peres, before he left for Rome, approached the Knesset, and he asked for a change of laws. The president, of course, is an entirely decorative position in Israel. It's only real legislative power is the president can pardon criminals. And Paris last week, what a bunch of criminals he pardoned.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real. And it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears custom cabinet refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. And before we go on, Barry, I want you to get out your website. I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your book from lulu.com.
I think it's time. This is a tough show. Every time I get rolling, there's a commercial, and we'll go back to the Paris pardoning the murderers of a 9-year-old boy, 5 of them, Arabs who raped, tortured, and then murdered Daniel Katz in the 80s. He gave them freedom this week. You know what? The first thing is, I'm going to be very daring. I'll give you my cell number. The DVD that we speak about Shimon Peres and his ties to the Vatican and how those ties are going to lead to the end of Israel, if you want, and by the way, people who phoned me have been very nice, so what the heck, 904-501-7605. Once again, that's 904-501-7605. That's the Vatican's new campaign for against Jerusalem. And you should get my books if you want to understand this stuff. But look at Bye Bye Gaza, my latest book, if you want to understand how they're going to just destroy the religious of Israel, just destroy the most patriotic Jews left in that country. You get Bye Bye Gaza by going to lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com, like a cartoon character. And there's a place that says search, just write in my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H, and you'll get to all my books. There's about 9 of them there. Bye Bye Gaza is the latest. And my website, just go to BarryChamish.com, and you'll see that website. And now back to Shimon Peres. Before he goes to the Vatican, he asked the Knesset to change the president's formerly decorative functions in Israel to legislative functions, where he is allowed to negotiate on behalf of the nation. And this Knesset of ours is so filthy and so crooked, I'll bet you anything that passes without a second thought, well, he'll kill you if you don't vote for it. And by the way, I'm not exaggerating. Peres is a mass murderer, and he will kill you if you don't vote for this. And anyone who doesn't understand this, I would really actually get this DVD of mine. You know what? Here's my email address. Chamish, C-H-A-M-I-S-H, at netvision, one long word, N-E-T-V-I-S-I-O-N, .net, N-E-T, .I-L, Chamish at netvision.net.il. I would get this DVD. When you actually see it, we have much to talk about. Look, we have a situation now where the end is being prepared, and it's no fooling around. And Peres is actually preparing the end. Olmert is just a stooge. He's a mafia crook, but he's a stooge mafia crook. And, of course, Ehud Barak, the Minister of Defense, who is going to determine what our army does, who's going to be sending these foreign troops against the Jewish residents of Samaria and Judea. Well, of course, he was the very same Ehud Barak who went to the Washington Institute of Middle East Peace, run by Martin Indyk, became a multimillionaire, built a massive mansion in Israel. This was in the year 2000, 1999. He's also a stooge of, really, it comes down to the Council on Foreign Relations. And if you want to know who's really pushing things and who's in big trouble, it's the so-called neocons, which, again, is just another fancy term for the Council on Foreign Relations. And, well, the neocons, Cheney, Rumsfeld, watch out for Daniel Pipes. He is really a bad person. Well, the whole gang of them have got America into Iraq, have got America into Afghanistan, and are now working on seeing the end of Israel so Israel can become part of a massive, wonderful new Middle Eastern trade bloc. A trade bloc. Now, we've discussed this, and I'm not going to do this. I made a little list of things we should know. And by the way, I have amazing informants. I'm excited to really appreciate them. The stuff about King Juan Carlos and the Saudi prince in Costa del Sol came from one such informant in Ontario, and then another one in Cleveland sent me the amazingly awful quote by Henry Kissinger in 1975 to the Iraqis, when I suppose the Iraqis were America's pals, that we will make Israel very much smaller and then he'll take care of them. We can make Israel very much smaller. And that's what they're doing right now, even before there was a settlement movement. He was talking about making Israel very much smaller. So just know that Kissinger is up to his ears in this stuff, which means, of course, so is Netanyahu. You know, it just never ends. Look, the worst of the atrocities this week. And by the way, this was a week of atrocities. This was a dreadful, awful week of atrocities as Israel is being set up to give up the Temple Mount, as the Arabs are digging in the Temple Mount and uncovering. They're chopping through the temple. They're actually chopping through right now this trench they've dug throughout the Temple Mount. It's just chopping away the second temple, and it's just ruined. They're chopping away the walls of the second temple. And the Israeli archaeologists are screaming at the government, you've got to stop them. Who owns the Temple Mount anyways? Isn't it ours? How can you let them do this? This is actually happening, that the Arabs are destroying the second temple, the Temple of Herod. If they go any deeper, they'll hit the first temple. And this is happening this week because they don't give a hoot. They're not worried about Israel anymore. They know Israel's been neutralized. They know Israel will not stop them. They know Israel's terrified of an upcoming war. They know that Syrians have got, well, the latest I've heard is 400 missile sites sitting on the Golan Heights, and the Tel Aviv will become rubble in the next war, no matter what happens to Syria or Lebanon. Tel Aviv will be rubble, and there is a worse atrocity, and this gives away the whole show. Bush met Mahmoud Abbas, the so-called leader of the Palestinians. In fact, he's the leader of nobody. He lost the last election. He represents nobody. Bush, after their meeting, said the ultimate atrocity, and people, if you don't understand what this is all about, well, I'm not surprised if you don't understand me. Why should you understand me? But if you want to understand the world, Bush said the object of the current peace process is to push Israel to the 1949 armistice lines. Bush, your president, said that this week. They are in shock in Israel. Whatever Israelis have any influence, and it can be shocked anymore, are utterly shocked that the President of the United States announced that the goal of all the wangling and wrangling going on is to push Israel to the 1949 armistice lines, which means, by the way, of course, that East Jerusalem, Temple Mount, even the Western Wall are gone. That's the official position of your president. And people, go on the internet, Google Bush 49 armistice lines and read what he said after his meeting with Mahmoud Abbas. Bush is going to push Israel, not just the indefensible lines. I mean, nobody could defend the 1949 armistice lines. Go look at a map and see what Israel looked like in 1949 and try and defend it today. But that's the official position of the White House. Israel is going to be pushed to the 49 armistice lines, and then, of course, there'll be no Israel.
Well, Barry, I fear very much that you're right. I think there are going to be some terrible things that are happening there. But until people really understand that the leaders of a nation can hate that nation and have an entirely different agenda, and just as I really believe that the same thing is happening in the United States, that the same thing is happening in countries throughout the world, because the leaders have been placed there not because of their loyalty to their nation, but because of their loyalty to this internationalist dream.
And I've got an addition to that. The illegal outposts that are going to be, that our army is going to evacuate. The list of the outposts was given to the Israeli ambassador, Daniel Kurtzer, of the Council on Foreign Relations. The entire armed attack against religious Jews is being coordinated by the Council on Foreign Relations, and the siphon for this disgusting act is a so-called Orthodox Jew. They hide behind that. This is not the show to discuss what a Sabbatean is or what a Frankist is. We've done that before. Maybe we'll return to that someday. But the entire operation is being reported to and coordinated by Ambassador Daniel Kurtzer of the Council on Foreign Relations. By the way, if anyone doubts that every word I say is true, go look at my website. BarryChalmers.com. Go Google everything I've said. Israel is being destroyed by the Council on Foreign Relations and the Vatican. Those are the one, two shots. I've been saying so for the last 12 years, and now it's coming down, and the end is really, really in sight now, really in sight.
Well, I'm often reminded of Malachi Martin, Father Malachi Martin's prophetic book, The Keys of His Blood, where he talked about the three major forces of the world, and that was the Vatican. The transnationalists in the United States would be personified by the CFR, Trial Advocate Commission, Bilderbergers, and, of course, all those people over in Russia. And here, now it's interesting that suddenly, at this time in history, suddenly we see the Russians raising their head again and beginning to redevelop their nuclear capacity and their anti-ballistic missiles and building new missile-carrying submarines and all with, of course, the money they're getting from selling their oil and natural gas, which we had provided for them, American. And if you haven't read my my March, April, May, and June newsletters, they subtitled the Communist Capitalist Alliance, so you get them all together in a little pamphlet. You need to understand that nothing is as it appears to be. And certainly our future, the future of Israel, is simply to be sacrificed on this altar of expediency as we move away from freedom towards world feudalism under the control of our new feudalistic masters.
And of course Russia is in the quartet. It's slipping my mind before. I'll say one thing that was kind of good news in a way. On Labor Day weekend, the 10th anniversary of Princess Diana's murder, there was a movie on American TV called The Murder of a Princess. It was on a channel called Lifetime, which I don't watch much. I want you to know, people, that was the most honest movie I've seen about an assassination ever. This was an actual, truthful movie. I was shocked. I said, first of all, the reporter in the movie was me. What she went through was everything I went through. They spoke about the photographer who was killed, the paparazzi who knew a little too much about Diana, and he was killed in a forest in France, and so on and so forth. This movie stated outright that Diana was murdered by the British royal family, and it was on American TV. All I can say was that was the best news I have seen from the media in a mighty long time.
Well, I think that an awful lot of people suspect that we've not been told the truth, and the fact that the CIA has absolutely refused to release their files on Princess Diana, or the murder of Princess Diana, and the father of the young man who was in the car with her at the time that they both died. I mean, why are they concealing their files on Princess Diana? Are they trying to conceal that information from Osama bin Laden? I mean, why wouldn't the father, the aggrieved father, at least be allowed to see those files so he could be, because he's claiming that there was a conspiracy behind the murder of his son and Princess Diana, and I honestly believe there was. I mean,
well, if you honestly, how could you miss it? But the point is, once again, what I went through with Rabin is what the main character in this movie went through. I saw people killed. People who spoke to me died. I believe we talked about that. Maybe we will again someday. This was my story on TV. Now, why doesn't somebody contact me and make a movie about Rabin? It would be even better. You'd actually get the whole downfall of Israel behind the murder of Yitzhak Rabin. It would be a better movie, if nothing else.
Well, I think people are still much more emotionally involved with Princess Di. She was a beautiful woman, and, you know, of course, everybody likes a little scandal there. But, of course, the big thing was they had to murder her so Prince Charles could marry his paramour.
Well, let's just say there was freedom of speech. Something I have not seen in a long, long time. There was actually a media. It was a movie. It was a movie made for the Lifetime Channel called "The Murder of the Princess" that told the truth. Look, what we've been doing has been just as truthful as that movie. But unfortunately, we don't have a television outlet to get this taken care of. And I wish that were the case. It's just simply not the case. Now, what has kept me alive, and people have said this, they've been telling me this for like 10 years, the fact that I covered a UFO wave for, from 87 to 99, they say it's kept me alive. As long as I can be portrayed as wacky, I'll survive another day. But the fact of the matter is what happened to me in Israel, what happened to my body, the stroke, the car crash, all of this was what was portrayed in that movie. Everything that happened to me was actually portrayed truthfully, for once. The fact, as I see it, remains the murder of Rabin is every bit as good as the murder of Diana. And every person who has tried to contact me to make the movie has been gotten to and has received phone calls and has received threats. And I'm talking about the BBC. That happened to me twice. Well, all I can say is they are more afraid of the murder of Yitzhak Rabin and the truth coming out because Paris did it than they are of Diana, which apparently is not as threatening to them.
Anyway, we'll talk more about this next time we're together, but our guest has been very shamish, fascinating information. Go to lulu.com. What's that telephone number again?
I'm going to give it 904-501-7605 if you want my video.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine, so Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927? That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real, and it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
Dr. Stan, here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time and when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you think that you're going to hear important and worthwhile things here that you're not going to hear elsewhere, and you'd like to become part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, and you'll get our four best tapes of the month. You get a monthly newsletter. But more than that, you'll be helping us as we reach out across America 5 hours every day trying to explain we're involved in a spiritual battle. And there really are secret societies, and they've been around for thousands of years. If you don't believe it, well, you need to hear my talk on the forbidden secret. That's the forbidden secret. Comes with a syllabus. But it will really help you to grasp how this all fits together. Certainly this is a secret that Alexander the Great knew, and Plato and Aristotle and the great men of more modern times. Certainly Thomas Edison was part and parcel of this, as were so many of the people who were instrumental in bringing about our country. And some of them, of course, I think, realized the error of their ways and turned against the secret, as it were. These secret societies that have always been here, and of course they are certainly under demonic control. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we do hope that many of you will want to get my talk, Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk on the forbidden secret. And of course, the first comes with a book, the other comes with a syllabus, and then the Secret Mysteries DVD and the Riddles in Stone DVD, and then of course the DVD on the Atlantis connection, because this all has to do with the secret society's belief that America was to become the new Atlantis. Now, I want to remind you, we are having an all-day seminar on the 28th of October. That's a Sunday, and we do hope that you'll be coming. We've got made arrangements today to have special rates for rooms. So if you can come from another area and you need your hotel reservations, you have to get that in before the end of September, or I think it's the 28th of September, or we lose the special rate. And then, of course, we do hope that you'll want to come. It's an all-day seminar. You have to have a reservation for saving lunch. Going to have a great series of talks. Again, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And Dr. Garth Nicholson's going to be there. Carol Matriciana, Sydney Ron Brown, other of our regular speakers will be there. And we hope that you'll be there as well. So again, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that certainly you'll give serious consideration to begin preparing for the very real possibility of a weapons of mass destruction attack on this country with the disruption of our society. We carry the book, Nuclear War Survival Skills, and of course, if you get that book and you want to get the little kit so you can build yourself a radiation meter, that's only $10. You'll want to get this book. It was actually put out by the government in those days when they were trying to protect the American people. Now they're only trying to protect other leaders, and they're, of course, going to sacrifice the American people, just like they're planning on sacrificing the Israeli people, and that's why they've taken the gas masks away from most of them. So they'll have absolutely no protection when the chemical and biological warfare comes to Israel, and maybe very, very soon. Well, you don't want to be in the same position yourself. Let me suggest the Nuclear War Survival Skills book, and, of course, getting the radiation meter along with that. It's simply a kit that gives you everything you need, and the directions are there. And then you want to get the DVD on Sheltering in Place. That's Sheltering in Place. And then, of course, you'll want to get the book, Making the Best of Basics. So those three things, and we'll be having other items later on to help you begin making preparations. And, of course, if you haven't laid in your emergency food and you have a catalog, get the things ordered and don't put it off. But get your water supplies and your barrels. And if you need a catalog, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
You are listening to GCN.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. And they happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And, well, today our special guest is going to be Dr. Dennis Cuddy, who, as you know, had taught at the university level, had worked in the educational division at the during the Reagan administration, testified before Congress, but he's a great researcher. We carry a number of his books through Radio Liberty, and you go to our website again on our get a catalog, and you can look up those we have, and we're hoping to get some of the others back in print here very, very soon. But right now, of course, if you want to get the Dr. Cuddy's writings, you go to newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com, and they have a list of the people who participate on a regular basis. And Dr. Cuddy has an article he puts up there, well, really every week. And they're fascinating, and especially this last one really did appeal to me because, of course, it begins talking about, what's going on in Iraq, what we know is going on in Iraq, and how we can anticipate what is about to happen. And with that as a background, Dr. Cuddy, you picked this story up.
I'm going to do a little something different. I'll start with the article, but what I'm going to say is somewhat related to it, to give as a background. I've grown increasingly disappointed, not only with the press, but the average American. The press in the sense of... for example, even if you watch ABC or NBC or CBS or look at the Washington Post, you probably haven't heard that in addition to this surge that we're having in Iraq, what's happened is a tremendous displacement of people. Now, we've already talked about the displacement of Christians, but what you probably haven't heard is that the various groups, the Sunnis and the Shiites, are really segregating themselves. Before the surge occurred, they were leaving each other's neighborhoods. In other words, in a Shiite neighborhood, you would have some Sunnis and vice versa, at 50,000 a month. After the surge, which is being proclaimed as big success, the rate of departure is 100,000 a month. And that's a staggering figure of Sunnis leaving Shiite neighborhoods and Shiites leaving Sunni neighborhoods. Secondly, the Kurdish leader, and they're always pointing to the Kurds as very independent, you know, and very successful and so forth. You probably haven't heard ABC tell you that recently a Kurdish leader said, quote, centralized government in Iraq is finished. I mean, it's just finished. And, you know, that would call for a federal system and a weak central government and so on. You probably know that the British are slowly, somewhat quietly, moving out of Basra. What the press probably hasn't told you, and you're probably unaware, is that the Muqtada al-Sadr's forces have moved in, and Maliki says, I can't control them. And so here we have a little glimpse at what will happen when we do the same thing.
And, of course, this is the Mahdi's army, which we have actually allowed a private a Shia army to exist there and function, and we've allowed it there for almost 4 years. Why, if you were trying to subdue a country, would you allow somebody who hates America to have a private army? I never have understood that.
Like I've said to your listeners many times, when something doesn't make sense, then look at it from the perspective of the power elite, and you'll all of a sudden dawn on you how it really does make sense.
If it doesn't make sense, there's got to be another explanation, and those are the explanations that we never think about. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Dr. Dennis Cuddy.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Musicians are writing songs in his honor.
A nation really needs Ron Paul.
Citizens create their own videos about him.
Hi, Internet. My name is Rachel, and I'm a Ron Paul junkie.
They chant his name in the streets.
Ron Paul for president!
The man so loved by the people that he has sparked an electoral American revolution has now inspired a radio program dedicated to his campaign for the presidency of the United States. I'm Stephen Vincent, and I host Ron Paul Radio on GCN, Mondays through Fridays from 3 to 4 Pacific, 5 to 6 Central, and 6 to 7 Eastern. Ron Paul Radio is the live voice of the freedom message. If you want to learn more about Ron Paul, and if you want to support his bid for the White House, tune in and call in to Ron Paul Radio.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. And you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Dr. Dennis Cuddy. And, of course, we're talking about what's really going on, the fact that the American people don't seem to be able to think or think effectively about what's going on. They take everything they're told by the mass media. The mass media is being used to condition our minds. You know, all we have to do is see how they're using the mass media to get us to conserve. Everything is conservation. We're running out of energy. Conservation, we have to conserve. We have to conserve electricity. We have to conserve water. And of course, global warming is going to certainly destroy our society. And the same thing is true with what's going on over in Iraq.
everything is colored in the light of what they want us to believe. That has very little to do with reality. They tell us the surge is working, and the generals will tell you it's not working. They'll tell you we're winning the war, and yet, of course, more and more people are dying over there all the time. They say if we pull out, there'll be chaos. But there is chaos there now, and the British are pulling out. They want to get their troops out, and as soon as they began to pull their troops out of Bosnia this last few days, why, of course, the Mahdi's army moved in. A private army, which has been permitted for 4 years by the United States. Why would you permit a private army run by this man, Sater, who hates America? Why would you allow that? Doesn't make sense. And then why are you arming the Sunnis who've been killing the Americans recently? And there's so many things over there that just don't make sense. And why aren't you protecting the Christians who are being literally driven out of the country where they've lived? 10% of the population used to be Christian, and now it's down to 2 or 3%. Didn't we we've done a great job there if you wanted to destroy the Christian population of Iraq. So pick up this story there, Dennis.
Okay. Where I'd left off was this extreme disappointment in the press, and but even more so, and this, I guess, gets to the heart of it, in the average American who seems to be nowhere nearly as intelligent or even competent or have the common sense of people in this country back in the 30s or 40s, when supposedly they were less educated, even though they weren't. But supposedly, we're supposed to be more educated today and have this advanced technology and these degrees and more people getting their bachelor degrees and so forth and so on. But the fact of the matter sort of hit me. I had already known this before, but when the hearings were held and Condoleezza Rice, who was supposed to be in charge of our national security, was sitting there, and they were asking her about 9/11, and she kept using that term, there was no actionable intelligence. And I immediately sort of looked at the camera and said, okay, you know, I'm expecting this, the next 9/11 commission member to ask Dr. Rice, but wait a minute, let's stop for a minute. I want to be sure I got this right. You mean unless somebody calls you up and says, you know, we've got information that in a particular subway in Chicago on a particular date or whatever, you're going to sit there and twiddle your thumbs? Dr. Rice, have you never heard of contingency plans? And I kept expecting it. Well, the next commissioner will ask. Well, the next one will ask. Well, surely somebody in the press will ask. And it went on, and nobody ever asked this woman that question. And apparently the American public was just sort of staring at the screen and not, you know, saying, wait a minute, let me pick up the phone and call my congressman, you know, somebody's got to ask her about this, because this person's supposed to be in charge of my security here. But, you know, they never did. And so bringing it up to date, in terms of Iraq, I've been critical of George Bush in his lack of planning and so on, and I'll do it again. But I'm going to touch on the Democrats as well before I start this article. And specifically about the American public, because that's really bothering me. I mean, I knew they were dumbed down, but this is getting extremely bad. When George Bush became president, he didn't have that much knowledge. He was tutored by the Vulcans, as they're called, George Shultz, Condoleezza Rice, and others, to try to get him up to speed on foreign policy, which they never did. And lo and behold, he becomes president, and we have 9/11, and then in 2003 goes Iraq. Okay, now it's 2004. Now, that's the next chance, really, for the American public to see him out there amongst the people, you know, handshaking in Iowa and, you know, wherever. Same thing now. Same thing. The American public has this opportunity to ask, now, just as they did then, certain basic questions, such as in 2004, Mr. Bush, you know, did you have any contingency plan for if the Sunnis and Shiites decided to start killing each other or something? And the press didn't seem to ask it. Same thing today. What you hear is the usual message by President Bush. He goes to this very isolated, you know, place out in the middle of nowhere and walks around like it's safe and it's not reflective of anything. But I want to pay particular attention, since I've devoted a lot of criticism to his lack of knowledge and planning and contingency planning, to the Democrats. I'm constantly amazed at watching these people, and they're out there on the stump. You know, there's Hillary and there's Barack Obama and so forth. And I can go on and on and on about the problems with the Iraq War. But let's just, in case one of these Democrats becomes president, I would think it'd be really interesting and important for somebody, the press, or some American out there, you know, shaking hands to say, okay, Mrs. Clinton, now your position is what? We withdraw to these bases, okay, all right, and then let's say a bloodbath does occur. What do you do next? Apparently this doesn't cross the American public's mind. I'm not saying, you know, we need to stay there forever. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I'd be mildly interested to hear if they, as well as President Bush or any Republican candidate, has thought through any contingencies if what they propose turns out to be a disaster. Has anybody asked Barack Obama, what do you want to do is, let's say, within a certain length of time, withdraw everybody? Okay, I understand that. Okay, now what would you do if X happens or Y happens or Z happens? We don't seem to get there. I mean, you don't hear, you know, Brian Williams of NBC or Katie Couric or somebody saying, just a minute, Senator Obama, I'd like to go down this road. You know, let's think this thing through logically. You opposed the war in Iraq. Okay, got that. Okay, now let's see what happens if Iran tries to move in. Let's say they do establish some al-Qaeda base in Iraq in a Sunni area. You know, what would you do? I mean, I'd just be interested, you know, to hear their response. I may like it, I may not, but I'd at least like somebody to ask the question. Apparently, they don't want to. They're oblivious, and the American public is just sitting there, you know, with their hot dogs in their mouth, nodding their head up and down and letting them get away with it. And that's really disturbing, that the American public today doesn't have the common sense that the American public did back in the 30s and 40s and even 50s. And so we've been dumbed down, and we're apparently just satisfied with that. We're satisfied with not asking the most simple questions to find out what these people who are going to control our future have in store for us. Are they prepared? Do they have contingency plans, you know, for an economic disaster? I mean, did somebody anticipate this mortgage problem going astray? I mean, hopefully it wouldn't, but just in case it did somebody sort of plan for this? We don't hear them asking that.
And of course, the thing is that, you know, certainly nobody, after we'd won the war, things were fine. We controlled Iraq, and certainly by the 1st of May 2003, the Americans were in total control, and then in comes Paul Bremer, who immediately disbands the Iraqi army over the objection of the American generals and disbands the police force over the objection of the American generals and disbands the Iraqi civil service, and that by so doing cuts off electricity and water and sewage, you know, to the Iraqi people over the objections of the American generals. And then they saw, oh, shucks, but we had no idea what was going to happen. What would happen if you did that in New York City? I mean, anybody would suggest that nothing would happen. You could get by without all that in an organized society would be laughed out. And yet nobody's critical of Paul Bremer. Nobody asks why we did what we're doing. These are brilliant people. Bremer's one of the smartest people in the world. In fact, I have a book about running the world, and Bremer is one of the stars in this book, written by a man associated with this very powerful group of elitists, you know, who run the National Security Council, that most of them come from the Council on Foreign Relations, and these people have made contingency plans for everything. So why would they do something that stupid unintentionally unless they knew what was going to happen and they wanted chaos so they could justify staying there for four long, bloody years? And now, of course, what are we going to do? Why, my goodness, if we pull out, there'll be chaos. And yet, of course, there's chaos. Millions of people have fled the country. I mean, hundreds of thousands have been killed and slaughtered, and they're dying of disease, and the children are dying over there at a phenomenal rate because of hydration, and the whole medical system is broken down. How could our leaders have been that ignorant? That, or did they have a contingency plan, or have things gone exactly as they intended? That would be the question I would ask.
Right, and we have the American public has allowed them to get away with these things, and a lot of mistakes that, as you said, appear not to be logical. I would still, in addition to the Republicans, like to hear. Let's say one of your listeners is opposed to the Iraq War. Okay, fine. Let's say one of your listeners thinks we should withdraw. Immediately start withdrawing in 6 months. The position, I think, of Bill Richardson or one of the leading Democratic candidates. Okay, fine. I'd at least like Richardson or Obama or Hillary or whoever to have somebody ask them, okay, fine, let's go down the road and say, what if? So what if you withdraw? What if whatever, everything goes fine? Great, no problem. But what if Al-Qaeda establishes a base and does such and such? What would you do? I'd just like to hear their response. I'd be curious, you know, since apparently, you know, things like this are in our future and can affect us. And I may like it, I may not. But at least we'd know what their thinking is. If they have these plans laid out so that hopefully we have some, you know, responsible response to whatever happens.
Well, because they're going to tell you, well, we're just going to turn over the responsibility to the Iraqis. We're going to let the Iraqi army run things and the Iraqi government run things. And of course, we're going to just let them happen. And then, of course, we suddenly say, we don't like the way the Iraqi government's doing things. We're going to have to replace the duly elected government of Iraq. We'll be right back in a moment.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
And for Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and the point that Dr. Cuddy is making is that certainly the 9/11 attack never could have happened, and never could have happened without help from some government intelligence service. And certainly one of those countries would be Pakistan. And Pakistan had a very efficient government intelligence service. They would have the capacity to have arranged for this sophisticated attack. Think how those buildings came down in perfect symmetry. They had gone from one side to the other. Either one of them had tipped at any point where they could have suddenly... But they didn't tip to either side. Perfectly symmetrical descent at the speed of gravity. Now, this takes a very, very sophisticated demolition of those buildings, building number 7 at 5:20 in the afternoon. And Osama bin Laden did not have that money or wherewithal to have planned that. It had to be an intelligence program of some nation. And Pakistan certainly had a very, very efficient intelligence organization. In fact, Dr. Cuddy's pointing out that the General Mahmoud Ahmad, who was the head of the ISI, had actually wired $100,000 to a man named Muhammad Atta about a month before that, and you can actually Google that in on the internet, Mahmoud Ahmad, $100,000, Muhammad Atta, and you'll find that the story is well known to everybody but the American people, because the American media doesn't want people to begin looking behind the story we've been told as to who was really behind what happened that day. So pick the story up there, Dennis.
Okay, and I've also mentioned previously about the closeness of our CIA to the ISI. In fact, most of our covert operations over the past 10, 20 years in that part of the world against, you know, the Soviets some years ago, for example, were run through the ISI. Now, the $100,000 that General Ahmad had wired was actually sent just after August 11th, you know, about a month before the attack, by a fellow named Saeed Sheikh. And I use one quote, there's a lot of stuff, but I use a quote by the Pittsburgh Tribune Review on March 3rd of 2002, you know, about 6 months after the attack. And in there, the quote is, quote, "There are many in Musharraf," he's the head of Pakistan, still now, he was then, "the Musharraf's government, who believe that Saeed Sheikh's power comes not from the ISI, but from his connections with our own CIA. The theory is that Saeed Sheikh was bought and paid for," end quote. So this gives some small indication of how very, very closely these two entities work together, the CIA and the ISI. Now, the Al-Qaeda member who is the mastermind, they say, of the planning of 9/11 wasn't Osama. You know, he's dragging his dialysis machine around. The mastermind of 9/11 was Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who actually went to school in, down the road from me here.
Yeah, but he went to school right there in North Carolina.
Yeah, he did. And,
but
a couple of places.
Isn't it amazing we just never mention that this man, this wicked Islamic terrorist, was trained right here in the United States? And, you know, what's even more interesting is the part that Richard Pearl, I remember, the reporter who was executed, wasn't he trying to look into some of these things and the relationship between, the Pakistani intelligence and what happened? What was that all about?
That's where he got in trouble. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was the mastermind of the 9/11 attack, of that supposed Richard Reid shoe bomb attempt, although that was, as Dr. Stan mentioned, rather screwy. And along with Saeed Sheikh, both of them, the kidnapping of Wall Street Journal reporter Richard Daniel Pearl, who was over there at the time. And Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was also connected to the ISI, and so was Saeed Sheikh, both of them, very, very close to the ISI. Well, what happened with Pearl was in early January of 2002, The first thing he started investigating was this shoe bomber, Richard Reed. He started looking at it, he read a little story about it, said, that sounds interesting. And so he starts probing a little bit. And what happened was a newspaper over there, the Gulf News, about 6 months after the 9/11 attack, said Pearl also may have been looking into the U.S. training and backing of the ISI. So he was starting to look into that connection, the CIA. And that training and backing actually, in fact, began way back in the mid-80s, in March of 85. And the CIA and ISI actually funded those new madrasas in Pakistan, which taught jihad against the Soviets, you know, the ones that we supported with those textbooks telling them to go to war.
Well, Dr. Cuddy's really pointing out is that all of these schools, these radical Islamic schools for the youth over there in Afghanistan and Pakistan, were financed, of course, in large part by the intelligence agencies,
right,
and by the USAID, United States Agency for International Development. Why would we be indoctrinating the Islamic youth with this radical form of Islam that had very little influence before it began to be backed with your tax money? The rebirth of radical Islam, and now we'd have an enemy that we could go to war with.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress. Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam, a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to naturepedic.com. That's naturepedic.com. Or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
At Rawalpindi.
Hold that off right there. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Dr. Dennis Cuddy. And we were talking about the fact that it was the ISI, Pakistani Intelligence, which has always worked very closely with the CIA, that created this whole Taliban movement in 1994, about 13
September.
Or Right, but 13 or 14 years right. after the United States government had begun recruiting Muslim warriors throughout the world who became the Mujahideen, who defeated the Soviets in Afghanistan, and eventually that war ended in 1988. I think the Soviets left in 1989. But, you know, after that, of course, and why in 1994, the ISI, which has always been an extension of the CIA, then goes ahead, creates the Taliban, and now we have this this movement there, this radical Islamic movement. The CIA and USAID, United States Agency for International Development, are actively funding the Madras schools. These are the radical Islamic schools, both in Afghanistan, but primarily in Pakistan, where these young people, young impressionable people, are being indoctrinated in this radical form of Islam. And anybody who doubts that, we have a wonderful article we sent out from the Washington Post about the ABCs of jihad and how we spent $51 or $52 million on these Islamic textbooks to be used in these radical schools to indoctrinate the youth and create this Islamic movement, which now threatens to destabilize all of Pakistan, in fact, all of the Middle East. And you have to ask yourself, why would you do anything that foolish? Are you trying to create an enemy so we can have a war over there? Would there be that long-term planning? If you want to have a war, you got to have an enemy that hates you, and then you got to get the American people to hate the Muslims by indoctrinating them and how the terrible the Muslims are, and teaching them all about the ancient history of the Muslim faith. And you look back 10 years, how many people in America 10 years ago were ready to launch a massive war on the Muslim world? How many people are willing to do that today? And some of our Christian leaders are openly advocating that we've just got to bomb Iran, and we've got to do it just as soon as possible, and plunge the whole of the Middle East into a fiery holocaust. Go right ahead, Dr. Cuddy.
Okay. The basic point about, though, once you find out that Daniel Pearl has been murdered, you would think the American press, oh, well, they can't do that to one of our own fellow journalists. We're going to, you know, get to the bottom of this, sort of like Watergate, right? But they haven't. They haven't tried to see what follow through with his investigation, the connection between the ISI, and we know they helped Osama get his medical treatment and rawalpindi. They haven't investigated the connection between them and the CIA. And remember, just like the Pakistani ISI helped medical treatment, the CIA operative earlier had met bin Laden in a Dubai hospital. You know, went up to the second floor, had a chat with him where he was being treated at that time.
No, wait a minute. That was in July of the year 2001, about 2 months before the attack on the World Trade Center.
Right.
You can Google that in. You know, Osama bin Laden, Dubai, dialysis, 2001, and it's up there. We have the articles, but go ahead.
And then 2 months later, the day before 9/11, he's getting the, you know, same medical treatment in rawalpindi with the help of the ISI. He periodically has to do this, right? That's sort of hard to do from a cave in Afghanistan. So anyway, the American public didn't seem interested in looking at that. Nor have they seemed interested in investigating the connection between 9/11 mastermind Mohammed, K.S. Mohammed, and the ISI, or ISI radicals' facilitation of Osama's and al-Qaeda's escape from Afghanistan into Pakistan. Remember when we launched our attack? Oh, my goodness, look, they just slipped by, you know, Tora Bora, and out they went.
You know, one of the things that really entertains me most, you know, Dennis, if it had not been for John Reed, who was supposedly was trying to light the C4 in his shoes, you know, and explode the plane.
Richard Lee.
Right, but the thing is, of course, you really can't set that off. You can burn C4. You can't set it off by having a fuse. But because of that instance, now when we go to the airport, everybody has to take off their shoes. Because of what I believe, of course, was a staged situation. I think Reed was not very smart. I think he was used in this whole thing. But millions of people have to take off their shoes every day to get on a plane because of Reed, who, if you know anything at all about explosives, he never could have ignited those the shoes, the bombs in his shoes, by lighting a fuse. We go right ahead.
Right, including the little 90-year-old lady. She's got to take her shoes off, too, while the, you know, no more than two Muslim-looking people can be, oh, my, you know, there's a third one. No, no, we can't question him. Let's go get the little 90-year-old lady.
You're talking about we can't do racial
right.
profiling. We're at war with terrorism, the lives of every American is threatened, but we can't do racial profiling or close our borders or have armed marshals on every plane. And we certainly can't have armed pilots because, of course, that might offend Osama bin Laden or something. Go right ahead.
Okay, so the American press didn't seem interested in the connection between the CIA and ISI, or Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the ISI, or how the ISI helped Osama and al-Qaeda just happen to escape through Tora Bora. They don't seem to be interested in doing any of that, and you would think that would sort of be important, given that recently Richard Haass said, yeah, Pakistan is the head of the CFR, the president of the CFR. Said, yes, Pakistan is the key today. You know, that's the most important place. Okay, fine. If it is, what happens if Musharraf is bumped off by one of these ISI radicals, and therefore al-Qaeda or the radical elements there now have nuclear weapons? I mean, you'd think that'd be something that the press would sort of be mildly interested in investigating, but nope, they don't want to get into that.
And first, apparently, if we're to believe anything we're told, that Pakistan probably has at least 100 nuclear weapons. It has sophisticated missiles that it got from Communist China using American technology that we gave to Communist China because Bill Clinton wanted a campaign contribution. If you believe that story, you believe anything. But, of course, this is a very real possibility that what we would do if we were to attack Iran, we would provoke perhaps a revolution in Pakistan, and the radical Islamists, many of them, of course, trained with the textbooks that we sent to Afghanistan back in the late 1980s and 1990s. Those people now in the military would, of course, seize the government, turn it over to the radical Islamists, and now the followers of Osama bin Laden, the wicked Osama bin Laden, would have nuclear weapons and very, very sophisticated missiles made with American technology. Pick the story up.
And if something like that happened, golly shucks, we might have to attack them too. And so,
Obama has actually suggested that we may very well have to attack Pakistan.
Right. That is after we completely withdraw from Iraq.
Right.
Right. Okay, likewise, the press doesn't seem to be interested in how 9/11 could have been easily prevented. Now, the reason they would be interested is in case a similar attack occurred. And I'm not going to, you know, get into that. You can look at the article. I just go back a little bit talking about the solution that I said was obvious to me. You'd simply have an Apache Longbow helicopter on standby alert once you had that August 6th. Presidential daily briefing. You say, well, where might the attack? World Trade Center. They already tried to bomb it, blow it up in 93. Well, you know, what if there's a sarin gas attack, you know, a truck bomb? And what if there's an air attack? It seemed rather simple to me. But the press doesn't seem to be interested in that as well. Now, the second subject I'm taking up here is the issue of Iraq. And they still don't seem to get it. What happens is they'll go over there and they'll interview, or they'll be waiting breathlessly for General David Petraeus's report. And what's going to happen? It'll come out, it'll have some mixed results. It'll say, okay, in this province we're doing better, and, you know, we wish they would do more politically to ameliorate the differences, blah, blah, blah. You know, all of this bureaucratic speak.
But do you think any American would honestly believe that Dr. Petraeus, and some people refer to him not as Petraeus, but Petraeus, with a B, but that he will actually, as a military general, would actually speak out and say what he really believes? He is told what to say. The military, of course, is instructed what they're to do. If they're told a lie, they lie. And that's the way the military works today. And if you want to maintain your career, you want to maintain your power base, you do what you're told. And although there may be a little bit of criticism there, I suspect that General Petraeus will back the president. We've just got to keep on doing what we're doing, because if we pull out, there's going to be chaos over there, and people are going to die.
Right. And what, I mean, even if he says, comes back and says, well, yeah, there's this progress in this particular area. You had a surge there, right? Uh-huh, yeah. Okay, well, my immediate question, which apparently the American public and the press doesn't pursue, is, well, I guess if you concentrate enough police, let's say, in a particular suburb of Los Angeles is going to be sort of nice there for a while. You can look and showcase, say, well, look at the great drop in crime rate in this particular suburb of Los Angeles. Well, the point is, it has never been about whether you can bring security to a particular or two or three particular locations. The problem right from the beginning was that you never had enough troops to secure the whole country simultaneously, and therefore, as it's been called, it's just a whack-a-mole process that you're getting into. You whack them down in this particular area, Anbar province or wherever, and then, you know, they'll move somewhere else, or they'll, you know, adopt a different tactic or whatever. So the fact that you can show, or he will show, and I'm sure he will, that there's, quote, progress in certain areas is meaningless, actually, because you never have, and they're never going to put enough troops in there to replicate this in every single area of Iraq.
And, of course, if they'd wanted to do the right thing, they would have put enough troops in.
Right.
At the very beginning, they never wanted a solution. We were never there to win. We were there simply to fight war, and we're not going to pull our troops out. I mean, we're going to keep some troops there in the green zone. That's why they built this massive installation over there. We still have our troops in Germany, 60 years after the Second World War ended. We still have our troops stationed in Japan, 60 years after the Second World War ended. We still have our troops in South Korea, 50 years after the Korean War ended. Do you really think we're going to pull our troops out? And if you do, why have they built the largest embassy anywhere in the entire world at the cost of hundreds of millions of dollars right there in Baghdad, if we're just going to pull our troops out?
No, and that includes Hillary or Barack Obama. They're not going to do it either, but the press doesn't go down that line and ask them, okay, you're going to do this, okay, what if, and are you going to do that, are you going to totally withdraw, and, you know, they really don't pursue that. And so Senator John Warner from Virginia has said that he's not going to run again, and so I guess that's why he's speaking frankly about 10 days ago, he said, quote, American soldiers are now fighting for a failing government more interested in narrow sectarian interest, end quote. Well, at least somebody's saying that. Years ago, I said that the primary problem here is a rather intractable problem, is because once you say we're going to have a democratic government, and here's their constitution, and once you look at the constitution, and it has all these freedoms, but at the end of each little, you know, you have freedom of speech. It says, except as provided for by law. And then you look at the beginning and say, well, what kind of law are they talking about? And they're talking about Islamic law. Well, then it's not just a religious difference between Sunnis and Shiites. It also becomes a legal difference. The Shiites, as the majority, can say, okay, this is going to be Islamic law, and it's going to be our interpretation of Sharia or Islamic law. Because it's written into the Constitution, we have to enforce this religious law in our own interpretation of it on you Sunnis. So it's not just a religious difference they're fighting over, it's a legal difference.
And you know, I think what is so interesting is that now we're hearing people say, well, Malachi's going to have to be, he's going to have to be removed, he's not doing a good job. Well, wait a minute, he was democratically elected. I mean, you know, everybody knows he was democratically elected. We saw those women with the black shawl holding up their finger covered with ink. See, if he was democratically elected, how could the American government go in and replace him? I haven't quite figured that out yet. Or maybe all of this is simply a charade to convince the American people that our really leaders really believe in democracy, whatever that means. I know the Founding Fathers of America hated the idea, and you read the 10th of the Federalist Papers and read what Madison said about democracy. He reflected what all of our Founding Fathers knew and believed, because they had studied history. Democracies never work. They're usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their deaths. And that is what James Madison said, not what I say. The 10th of the Federalist Papers, read what Madison said, and understand it's all a charade. We're not backing democracy there. If we were there, why? If we really did, why did we build the largest military installation anywhere there in the world in Baghdad, unless we were planning on staying? And how can they have a true democracy if they're occupied by American troops indefinitely?
And Maliki, Nouri al-Maliki, of course, is a Shiite, the majority government. And he knows that. I mean, he knows what you're saying. And so just a few days ago, about 7 days ago, on August 26th, when Senators Hillary Clinton and Carl Levin were talking about, you know, we're very dissatisfied and so forth, he said, Malachy said, he wants them, Hillary Clinton, Carl Levin, and others, to, quote, come to their senses and stop treating Iraq like one of their villages. You know, his little hint there at Hillary's, it takes a village, end quote. And shortly before that, he said he didn't have to abide by any American timetable for progress, because he knows that. I mean, he knows we've been over here saying, yes, the Democratic government, yeah, you're in charge, yes, you have a constitution. He knows, what are we going to do? Are we going to depose him? I mean, are we? That'd be a good question to ask.
Well, maybe he would end up like Mr. Nguyen and Mr. Diem over in Vietnam when they crossed us, and of course they were both assassinated. And, of course, this, we have assassinated Patrice Lumumba and Trujillo in the Dominican Republic. And if you read, of course, John Perkins' book, he will tell you about how we killed the leader of El Salvador, how we assassinated the leader, of course, of Panama when he was involved with that. And remember what happened to John Kennedy when he fell out of favor with the elite. Not only was he assassinated, but his assassin was immediately assassinated. What a coincidence. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very funny. I mean, didn't he, Ruby, actually die about a year later of some sort of mysterious internal cancer that he just happened to get while in prison?
He got it about just a few days after he told the members of the Warren Commission to tell him the truth if they just get him out of Dallas. And he suddenly developed a fulminant cancer and died in 3 or 4 days. I mean, it was the most amazing thing. And you would actually go down to Dallas, see the pictures there, the video of Ruby saying, get me out of here and I'll tell you exactly what happened. He looked awfully healthy that day, but a few days later, he was terminal cancer. Go right ahead, Dr. Cuddy. Our guest has been Dr. Dennis Cuddy. And I hope any of you want to get copies of the tapes of this program, because, of course, we talk during the breaks as well. And Dr. Cuddy is a phenomenal source of information. Go to his website, newsreviews.com, pull out all of his articles, read them, study them. If you really want to understand what's going on, there's no better source of information. And, of course, Dr. Cuddy asks the questions nobody else wants to. Why don't they make any contingency plans? Is there incapable of it? Or are we really following our master plan? They don't want the American people to know about. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371. Today!
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, I hope you enjoyed our program with Dr. Cuddy. I know I always do. And if you'd like to get his books, we carry out The Conspiracy, Secret Records Revealed, one little tiny book, but it's well worthwhile reading. And then we carry his book on a mental health screening. We carry his book on The Road to Socialism, his book on the education and the timeline for the New World Order. Anyway, they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. If you want Chris to really understand what's going on, let me suggest the three pamphlets we put together. They're called $4 911. I made them of about 15 of my newsletters. You can read, of course, to really understand what happened. I suggest you read my August, September, October, November, and December newsletters for the year 2006. They're up on the internet, or they're up on the News with Views. At least the first several of them are. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will want to get the little pamphlet we put out, most recently, the Communist-Capitalist Alliance. I mean, where did communism get its funding? Because communism doesn't work. How were the communists, which are really have always had a backward economy, able to become the largest producers of oil and natural gas in the world and build all these wonderful, great big pipelines that allow them to really begin to dominate Eastern Europe, with their gas and natural oil shipments? Well, it was all built by America, and that's in the Communist-Capitalist Alliance. You can pull them down on our webpage at RadioLiberty.com, the March, April, May, and June newsletters. You get them in pamphlet form, and get multiple ones if you want to for distribution very economically, because you've got to get people out there educated. We can only reach a certain number of people. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our number 1-800-544-8927. Let me remind you about the Radio Liberty Annual Seminar, October 28th. That's just a little less than 2 months from now. It's the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. It's going to be all day long. Lunch will be served. If you're coming from outside the area, why, we will have rooms reserved until the 28th of September at a special rate. Hotel rooms, if you don't get in before then, why, are you going to have to pay the full tab? If you get in earlier, why, of course, they're much more economical. And, of course, you're going to have reservations because we're serving lunch. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's the all-day seminar. Starts early in the morning, goes late, but you'll learn so much and get a chance to meet other people and get the information that you need to have to survive in times like these. We're entering very difficult times, as I mentioned. Right now, we're talking about going to war with Iran. Where is the money coming from? We're having to borrow between $2 and $3 billion a day, $2.5 to $3.5 billion every day on the international markets just to pay our debts, and no end in sight. And of course, we're going to really blow up most of our cruise missiles and most of our Tomahawk missiles and drop most of our bombs and literally contaminate all of them. Iran with depleted uranium, and if you want to know about that, we have a wonderful video. It's called Beyond Treason. Beyond Treason, put out by Joyce Riley, that tells you about depleted uranium. It introduces the officers who've worked with it, who their health has been ruined. And it comes, the DVD comes with a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of government documents on the toxicity of depleted uranium. They know that we're poisoning the area, and we're poisoning our own soldiers. And when our boys come back from fighting over the Middle East today, within 3 months, 30% of them are ill. And the government says, oh, shucks, we have no idea why. Well, understand we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on the political and ideological battlefield. And we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but to pray for Radio Liberty.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called royal jelly.